Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning to Des Cahill.
Morning, Mary. We're going to start with last night's football. Enzo Fernandez scored the only goal as Chelsea beat Tottenham 1-0 to move into the Premier League's top four and give a real boost to their Champions League hopes for next season. Defeat for Spurs piled more pressure on their head coach, Ange Postecoglou. That's their 16th league defeat this season. The Republic of Ireland women's team play Greece tonight in the first game of a Nations League doubleheader. The sides meet again in Dublin next week. Ireland are 35 places above Greece in the FIFA ranking, so will be expected to win the games. But Ireland come into this match off the back of a chastening 4-0 defeat away to Slovenia in February. Tony O'Donoghue asked striker Amber Barrett how she reflects on that defeat.
I think that if I was Slovenian, I would have been delighted with, I think, what they saw in terms of our positioning at times and the space, because we looked at the fact that they were good on the counter-attack and we had to make sure we closed off the spaces. And it just, look, it is, everything went wrong, and I think the gaps in certain positions were too big, and teams are better now. You know, like the Slovenian striker, Praznikar, plays with Frankfurt. Like, she's a very, very good player, like has been dominating Bundesliga for a long time. So it's not that they're just a Slovenian team with average players. They have a lot of good quality players, and I think we knew that going into the game. Like, I don't think it was a case of we undermined them, but I think there was elements of we needed to be an even better version of ourselves to get results and dominate the game. And I think we did better with it in the second half, but I think in any type of game you can't be 3-0 down at halftime. Like, it's unforgivable. And I think now the teams, like if I was any of the other teams in the group, I'd be looking saying, look, we can go at Ireland, so we have to now respond with Friday and Tuesday with good results and good performances to show the teams that, you know, it happened, but we've dealt with it and we're moving on. So I think that's the only way you can deal with these types of situations.
That's Amber Barrett in that game live on RT2, 3 o'clock today. In the League of Ireland, St Pat's will be without top scorer Aidan Keenan when they take on the champions Shelburne tonight. Galway United host Shamrock Rovers. It's Bohemians versus Sligo Rovers. Derry City versus Cork City. And Drogheda United versus Waterford. Paul Curry joins us as usual on a Friday. So Paul, which game stands out for you?
Morning, Des. Yeah, I'm really interested in the visit of Shamrock Rovers to Galway United. Galway remain the only unbeaten side in the Premier Division with 3 wins and 4 draws from their opening 7 games. And much of that, Des, being based around how well they are set up. They're very happy to have less possession than oppositions, and that was very evident in Dalymount Park last week, where they had much less of the ball and less shots on target, but managed to come away with a really good 2-0 win. And in possession of the ball, they don't really complicate the game, Des. They get it forward early, they get it into wide areas, deliver crosses and ask questions of opposing defences. And I expect that very much to be the same tonight going up against Shamrock Rovers. I made the point to you, Des, early on the season that I felt that Shamrock Rovers might struggle going forward to score the same number of goals that we have seen them do in the last couple of years. And that has been pretty evident in the first couple of games. Their lowest scores alongside Derry and Bow. So if they are to get something tonight, they need to be better than what they have been in the opening couple of weeks. And it's going to be a very difficult test against John Caulfield's side. Outside of that, I think Pats and Shell is going to be a great game. Pats come in fantastic form, 4 wins in their last 5. This fixture probably threw up game of the season last year in the 3-2 win for Pats in Talca Park. There's so many attacking players on show here tonight that we should get brilliant play going forward and hopefully a couple of goals. Outside of that, Des, it feels like the time for Bows. They have to get that win. I mentioned they haven't won in Dalymount Park since April of last year. Tonight against Sligo, who have a number of players missing, feels like a brilliant opportunity to do that.
OK, Paul, thanks very much for joining us. In Gaelic Games, it's a big weekend. The start of the Football Championship and the Division 1 finals in hurling. Waterford and Offaly meet in the 1B decider, and Tipperary take on Cork in their own backyard in a sellout Division 1A final. On the RTE podcast, this is the verdict of Antrim's Neil McManus.
Tipperary have done a fantastic job at sitting in the background and just letting us all be about Cork. Even Alan Connolly's piece earlier in the week, he was saying that everybody's trying to win every sprint at training. That just gives you a little snippet into the insight and the intensity for places there are within that Cork panel. It's a little bit different for Tipperary. Their season being so, you know, underwhelming last year has allowed them to be under the radar for most of this league campaign. They've brought in the 4 or 5 under-20s from last year. They've gelled lovely. Obviously, Darren McCarthy's really played a very, I'm not going to say a leadership role, but he's been a big part of that tip attack so far this year. But it's set up really nicely for Tip to come in and spoil the party. I don't know that they'd be able to do it. There's so much momentum behind Cork now at the moment. They look forward to these big nights in the park. There's no two ways about it. They just have so many different match winners all over the field. Their midfield and their forward line is absolutely ferocious. I know they might be down, you know, Brian, but look, they've got three or four lads who can step straight in there and offer you something different.
In rugby, European action resumes tonight. We're at the knockout stages, so it's a huge weekend for the Irish sides. In the Champions Cup, Leinster will have a crowd of over 55,000 at Croke Park tomorrow afternoon. Their last 16 clashes with Harlequins. Munster travel to La Rochelle to take on Ronan O'Gara's side at 5:30 tomorrow. It's live on Saturday Sport. Ulster are away to Bordeaux on Sunday. In the Challenge Cup, Connacht play Cardiff tomorrow night in Galway, and Donal Lenihan will join us later to look ahead to that. We'll also have a Grand National preview after 8:30 because it's day two of the Aintree Festival today. Yesterday, Willie Mullins had four Grade 1 winners, including Lossiemouth beating Constitution Hill in the Aintree Hurdle. Constitution Hill fell again. Mullins will hope to add to his tally today, and there's also racing in Wexford and Dundalk.